Hello. Hello, James.
Hiya, Alan.
We're here for episode 11 of the Bad Sharks football podcast, all about Island Bay Football Club.
We roll on.
We do.
We just don't stop.
The 13th of August.
Yeah.
In 2020. It's been a year. Still only August.
Brilliant, yeah, yeah. Gags, he loves it.
He's having the best time. And I have some birthdays for you on this glorious day.
All right, cool.
So, age 50 today. Mm. Alan Shearer. A childhood hero.
Is he 50?
Yeah, childhood hero of mine.
Christ, no wonder he's bald. Well, alive.
So I used to like him when I was a kid because his name's also Alan, like me. Lucas Moura of Tottenham.
Fair enough.
28.
Did well for my fantasy team for a short time. Yeah.
A very short time. He scored that one hat-trick. And then it's been rubbish this year, from what I read.
Yeah.
And a little bit of a sort of cult hero, Ben Gianni. Remember him?
Oh, that striker.
Yeah, he was rubbish, but then scored some goals occasionally. Mm. He is 42 today.
Is he?
Yes.
He's younger than me.
And in revolutionary news...
I've got a birthday for you. Happy birthday, you and Alexander, as you said, I think, the best bartender ever. Yeah. Best at a lot of things, I can't list them all, but you and the alt is 30.
Is that today? Well, in other revolutionary news, just like at Ewan, I mean, similar beards, yeah. Fidel Castro would have been 94 today.
Oh, would he?
If he was still alive, which he isn't.
Isn't he?
No. I think fairly recent, but there you go. Yeah. So there you go. That's birthdays for you, James.
Those are the birthdays.
Yes. And now, we haven't got a full guest on today.
Okay.
But I did meet up with a man who... gave me an idea for a new segment.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, at our age, there's a lot more pain and strife involved in football than actual joy, I believe. But when that joy comes along, it's worth thinking about and worth holding on to, James.
Yeah.
And cherishing that, because it might be the last bit of football joy. You never know.
Yeah, man.
So as I did earlier in the year in really going to town about my goal against your team, and still thinking about it today, we came up with an idea of a little segment where someone just talks about a goal they've scored recently.
Yeah.
So anyone from our Island Bay community wants to really go to town about their goal, we will give them the airtime.
Fair enough.
And I asked you for some names. You came up with some good ones. Roberto Braggio or Braggio.
Yeah. A name for the segment, yeah.
Yeah, name for the segment. And I've gone for Sean Gloater, which...
It's very good.
I think wins. So... Nah.
I nearly went with the alt one of, you know, Si Braggs.
Simon Braggs.
Yeah.
Braggsy.
Yeah.
But
Gloater's the best one.
Sean Gloater. So now here comes an interview with Sean. So Sean Barker, if you don't know, is the goalkeeper for the Dreamers. And I heard a whisper on the wind that... You'd scored a goal, Sean.
Mate.
And not only like a, not just a goal, but one that you'd talked about a lot since.
Well, you know, some people like to let their feet do the talking, or hands normally.
Yeah.
But what's the point when you can use your mouth?
I've known you a few years, Sean, and you're certainly famous for that, I'd say.
Well, I couldn't think, you couldn't have come to a better person to, you know, be your first honorary Roberto Braggio.
Yes.
Then the team referred to me as Mr. Goals.
Right, I see. Right, so
which I guess probably tells you a lot about the Dreamers' goal scoring record.
Yes,
the guy at the back with the gloves and the you know, the long distance, you know,
boot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then signed for the Dreamers last year.
Mm-hmm.
Although during the negotiations, my contractual. My agent did really well. This was Nick Goodall.
Yeah.
Managed to negotiate that I was going to join the Dreamers as long as I was on penos.
Right.
So last year was my first season. 3 penos out of 3.
Right.
I think Goodall got one more goal than me because in the last game of the season he scored, I think, to get 4, which I was very unhappy about.
I see.
But yeah, anyway, so that's
so you take the penalty. So it's not like a rare moment. Like we heard on last week's podcast that Shane Kinley had scored a penalty.
Right.
And that was his first goal in a decade. So he didn't have that kind of experience this time.
And it doesn't matter what minute it is. So we played last year against who we. It wasn't. Was it Sea? Did I score against Sea? Maybe not. No, whoever it was, one of the teams that was fighting at the top.
Yep.
And I think we're about 20 minutes in, tight game, 0-0. We get a penalty.
It's all on you.
Doesn't matter, boys.
All right.
Anyway, so there's a bit of experience there.
Yep. Okay, so you've got a bit of heritage in scoring goals, so it's not a big surprise. So the Dreamers are playing a game. How's the game going? It's near the end, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So we're away at Upper Hutt.
Right. Tough place to go.
It is a tough place to go. We're on the turf. Yeah. Weirdly, it's warm and there's no wind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Glorious.
Yeah.
So they were second, we're third on goal difference or something. So it's top, you know, it's a top of the almost the top of the table clash.
Yep.
They're not going to listen to this, are they?
I mean, it's unlikely. But we did make some friends in Upper Hutt, or the Alts did. Potentially.
Well, I think we might lose them.
Right, okay.
We played them about a week before at this place, and they were a bunch of dicks.
Right.
You know, sometimes you play teams that...
Yeah.
They're kind of good, but there's a bit of cockiness, and I think, you know, I think coaches can play a good part in dictating, you know, the attitude of their team. Let's say no more on that. But anyway, so we're playing this game again. Totally different side. All their good lads that played against us.
Yeah.
Mysteriously have vanished, but still, so the game kicks off. It's actually a pretty good game. It's 0-0. I think they score, they go one up, we get it back to 1-1, I think, and then they score with 4 minutes to go.
Oh dear.
The killer blow.
Yep.
You're 2-1 down.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm guessing, as the Dreamers do, you took that with good grace. There was no arguing, there was no infighting.
Oh, I mean, you know, Jerry's in the team.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's Jerry loves to do a little bit of soul searching.
Yeah.
And then he likes to, you know, he likes to really look inward. And then he absolutely then likes to look outward to see who has caused the inward pain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's normally Corey, to be totally honest with you.
He's not listening, it's fine.
Yeah, he won't listen. No. And so Jerry, you know, bless him. So yeah, Jerry's a little bit down about it. But we've got 4 minutes to go. The home crowd up in the, you know, in the bloody balcony. Pavilion,
yeah.
Oh, they're pretty loud, eh? Mm. But what are you going to do? You got, and then 4 minutes to go. The game's gone, Alan.
Mm.
It's like, we've lost.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, there's no way we're getting back into this.
Right, yeah.
And if you've seen the Dreamers play, we create a shit ton of chances in our games of football. Some really glorious chances.
Yeah.
We do nothing with them other than mostly force teams to take a throw in by their own corner flag.
Right, okay, I mean...
So you, the game's gone.
Right.
You're already thinking about the next 3 points and where they're going to come from.
Yeah.
And then...
Right.
Should we get to it?
Yeah, go on then. How long's left?
Oh, I'm going to say we're deep into stoppage time.
Right, okay, good.
I mean, the home fans are already at the bar. They're all in the jugs.
Right, okay.
Because they've just got 3 points here.
Yeah.
Their subs, they're not even going to bring on their last sub. What's the point?
They've won.
Yeah, the coaches, I think you signed a couple of autographs, to be honest.
Right.
Or shouting offensive things at us. We get a corner somehow. I don't know. I think we had a shot that was going wide. Their defenders tried to deflect it in. It's gone out for a corner. So there's no doubt what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's 10 minutes to go, I'm up there. So I'm gone.
Right. Did you sprint right in there? Like, how did you get up the end?
Well, mate, I mean, whether I'm sprinting, jogging, I mean, I've got there.
Right, okay.
Could have been a brisk walk.
Right, okay.
I remember passing Alex, our young lad at right back.
Yeah.
Just shout to him. Don't let one in, mate.
Keep an eye on that.
Yeah, just keep, you know when you've put like a nice bolognese or a stew on them, but then your favourite TV shows come on, you've got RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
And you just go to whoever's in the house with you. Just keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Probably don't need to do anything with it because it's fine. It's simmering.
Yeah.
But if you hear that lid starting to bloody peak up, just do something.
Gave him that nod.
Yeah, so he knew.
Yeah.
So you go up, right. So Cam's taking this corner.
Right.
Now he's got a good right foot on him.
Right.
He's a good player. And we've got all the bodies in the box. So I come up. It's always confusion because they're like, what's this guy doing?
In his pink shirt.
What a joker.
Yeah.
Pink socks, mate.
Oh, pink socks.
I haven't bought out the pink shirt this year yet.
Right, okay.
One day.
Go on.
Spoiler. So pink socks, big gloves, you know. Yeah. So he's come up, they thinking, don't worry about that guy.
Yeah.
So I'm hovering.
Right, he's hovering.
Because, you know, when you're...
It's an interesting move for a goalie. Usually you should throw yourself at the ball.
Mate, when you're a fox in a box,
it's
instinct. So I'm... You know, so Luke Skywalker, right, he's making the Death Star run.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
His buddies have had to pull out.
Right.
He's gone. Right? Vader's, I've got the leader.
Mm.
What does he do? He brings the scanner up, doesn't he?
Right, I see.
Back at HQ, they're not happy about that.
Right.
Fucking Luke, you've got one shot at this, mate. Or literally, we are all dead here.
Right.
Why are you taking the one thing that helps you? The scanner's gone.
Right, okay.
Same with me, mate. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
You are using the force at this point.
Right.
So you know already what's going to happen. Cross comes in.
Yeah.
Just before the cross, Cam's just heard, stick it back post.
Right.
He's not 100% sure where it's come from.
Right.
He thinks it's come from the guy with the gloves on.
Right.
So it's there.
Right, yeah.
He pings one in. It's a good cross. It's whipping in. It's probably, I want to say it's about 8 yards out. So it's right. A couple of yards outside the 6 yard box.
Yeah.
Does their keeper come for it? I don't know. He probably, but it's a crowd of bodies.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone up for the header. See, now when you're looking at the back, you know what's going to happen here.
Right, yeah.
So Andy Bygraves.
Yeah.
You know Andy Bygraves, legend of Island Bay.
Right.
Basically, he's a centre-half that for some reason is playing up front for us this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's older than me. He's older than you.
Yeah.
And we joked all week about me and him are like the Shearer and Sutton.
Right, okay, you know? Yeah.
So I think there was already things stewing here that this was going to happen.
Right.
So he rises like an absolute, I want to say a salmon, but probably more like a blue cod.
Right, okay.
Maybe.
Gently. Did he rise gently?
Tarakihi, maybe. Just, you know, he's somehow got off the ground.
Right.
I think he's used every last bit of him.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's like, just go back to Star Wars, you know, when Obi-Wan kind of sacrificed himself, Vader. He knows he's not going to beat Vader, but he just has to do enough.
Right, okay, yeah.
So sure. Bygraves is up. He's just got a flick on.
Right.
Now, at this point, the ball's... It actually looks like it's going to go out for a goal kick.
Yeah.
So we're going deep to the back of the box and it's coming at an angle, so it's going out. I'm running over towards it. Someone foolishly in the Dreamers thinks, well, one, it's come off a defender. Two, doesn't think that what's going to happen is going to happen. I hear the shout of, let it go for a corner. Now, if I ever find out who that is, we're going to have some words.
Right, okay.
But anyway, that's not happening.
No, right.
So I'm left-footed, Alan.
Yep.
But it's coming out onto my right side because that's the angle.
Yeah.
I presume you.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm visualising. I've got it.
So I take it down. It's quite high with my right. Ball bounces down. And now it's a bit awkward because it's bounced up in between the two legs.
Right, yeah.
And this is hard because your body's not ready for either foot.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember actually putting my knees together and kind of then doing a secondary control.
Right, yeah.
Kind of both shins.
Interesting.
Yeah. I call it the shinio.
Shinio, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's not used often, but... Mm-hmm. So at this point, they've got a defender, but he's not. He's a right winger.
Mm.
He's a very good player. They'd had a corner 10 minutes before, and I told him how good he was. I said, the runs you make, good lad, keep it up. How many goals you got this year? One. I said, no, you've got to get better than that.
Okay.
So, but I know he's not a defender.
Right.
So he's kind of jockeying me.
Yeah.
So at this point, I've got the ball at my feet. And I'm moving towards the goal.
Yeah.
Right. So he doesn't know what to do here. There's gloves involved.
Yeah. It's flustering at this point, isn't it?
It's chaos.
Yeah.
There's all these bodies in the box. I believe Corey was telling me he was screaming to lay it back to him.
Right, okay.
Now, I think every listener knows if I'd have done that, we know where the ball would have gone.
Yeah.
I mean, if he'd have got any kind of connection...
It's going high, isn't it?
Oh, it's going. It's not going wide. It's going high. You're right. So you can picture that.
We played a season with Corey. Yeah,
he's leapt back.
Yeah.
He's gone, I'm going to hit this as hard as I can.
Yeah.
And the game's gone.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's background noise. But when you're a fox in the box,
yeah,
there's only one thing you've got your mind on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all I need to do is shift it onto that golden left.
Golden left. That's
all
right,
I need to do here.
Right, okay.
Now, because the attacker... I'm going to call him an attacker because he's not a defender.
Yeah.
Because he's only seen me use the hands all game, he doesn't really know what foot I am.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't been paying attention to those fucking beautiful crossfield balls I've been playing to our right wingers.
Yeah.
So he's a bit confused.
Yeah.
So we've done the shinio. Next, it's the shimmy.
Right, yeah.
Okay, because I've got to get it. I've got to shift it on because it's in the middle.
Yeah.
Remember that.
It's got to go on the golden left.
I've got to get it. And that's where it's going to go.
Yeah.
So what we do is we do a little feint to the right.
Right,
but we quickly cut back. And then at that point, all I've done is I've just given it enough on the outside of the left boot.
Yeah.
Just to open my body up.
Right, I've got it.
And what I've done is I've just given myself now an angle on the goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon we're probably close to the corner of the 6 yard box kind of. Right. Area, but probably a yard or two out. But we're in that kind of zone.
Yeah.
Still lots of bodies in the box. There's lots of noise. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. We all know what's going to happen here.
Right.
So he shifted it out. Now, at this point, you've got some decisions to make. Yep. You could lay it to Corey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could just, you know, I could just walk off and leave the ball there. It's the same result.
Yeah.
I could hammer it low across the box because they might get a lucky deflection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple of guys sniffing there. I don't know. Duncan's probably got his back to the goal. It could come off his ass. You know, we don't know at this point.
Right.
So that is, but it's still an option.
Yeah.
You could take another touch. Some people are a bit greedy. They could take another, but you don't need
that.
So then you're thinking, okay, you're going to shoot at this point, but what? How are you going to shoot it? Are you going to hit it high?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's risky. Are you going to go near post? Again, it's pretty risky. There's a guy on the line because it's a corner, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what you do is you've got your golden left. You want to hit it low and hard, and you want to put enough of a curl. So it's enough away from the goalkeeper,
yeah.
But it's in that zone where potentially someone might get a touch.
Mm-hmm.
So you're putting a bit of spin, just enough, not too much. So you've sent it back across the goalkeeper. There's Duncan in there, and there's someone else in there, because there's bodies. See, yeah, bodies in front of the goalkeeper, so it's all in the favour. No one's getting it, because it's, I mean, it's a rasper.
Yeah, yeah, you've hit it well.
Oh, we're not dribbling.
Right,
we're
okay.
Not dribbling in. There's pace, but it's not silly. It's not out of control.
Right.
Because he's got a spin.
Yeah.
So anyway, we know where it's gone.
Yeah.
Keeper's...
He's missed it.
Yeah. And it's gone on the corner.
Right.
So then you've got the next part of the...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've scored a last-minute equaliser. I mean, how do you celebrate?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, a lot of kids today, they don't celebrate properly.
They try and look cool, don't they?
Oh, and they jog back to halfway. Or they do the, you know, yay! And they kind of leap up and down.
Yeah.
And, well, you do a Dave Patterson when he scored for us last... Well, I say he scored. He literally was looking the other way and it's come off the back of his head.
Yeah.
He just kind of ran back gleefully.
Right, yeah.
So, but you've got a lot gone on there. You've got the coach. Let's not forget that coach.
Yeah, the coach is already celebrating.
No, I'm thinking their coach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's already celebrating. Of course, he's already done that. But also, there's a little bit of animosity there.
Right. I mean, so, that's quite unusual for a Dreamers game to have animosity between the two teams. I don't know if we've heard that before.
It's only when Jerry plays Nick.
Right, I see.
So, we're going to go back now to Old Trafford many years ago.
Right,
so,
okay.
Cantona's scored this goal at Old Trafford. I think it was against Sunderland.
The chip. Yeah.
But we don't remember the chip. I mean, in any other way, you'd remember the chip.
Yeah.
You don't remember that. You remember the fact that he just knew what he was doing. And Alan, it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So the ball's gone in. I turn round. The arms come out. It's a slow turn.
Yeah.
Imagine Dancing with the Stars.
Right, okay.
Right, and it's probably it's not the tango round. It's probably something a little bit more waltzy.
Right.
Got a very slow start.
Yeah.
So your arms come out.
Yeah.
Some would say a messiah if, you know, you're into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's probably a one step, two step, three step, four. Now, who am I facing? Their coach.
Yeah.
And what do we do? Do we smile? No. Because why?
Yeah,
I'm not happy about it. It's just done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a straight face.
Yeah.
It's a stare at the coach. Got it. And then I think it might have been Lomu was the first one to give me a wonderful cuddle.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like a cuddly man.
Jerry would have been in there.
Yeah.
I have no doubt about that. Corey, probably unhappy I haven't laid it back.
Yeah.
I think Benny's back, so Benny's there.
Mm.
He's involved as well.
Right, okay.
And then I just continued that little circle, Ala Cantona. So you've seen him.
Yeah.
You've had your moment, coach, but it's not about you.
No.
It's about this moment. So then they're spinning back. So we're all set. We're pretty happy, eh? And
yeah.
most important thing, listener, when you play for Island Bay and you score a goal, what must you do? Otherwise, you are not an Island Bay player.
I mean, this is very much a divide between the serious and social teams. The shark fin.
There's a what? Who doesn't do a shark fin when you score
a
goal?
We all think it's a bit shit, if I'm honest. Because we've not been involved in that.
What do you mean you've been involved? It's literally on our shirts. We're literally the
but
sharks.
The celebration's a bit shit, Sean.
Well, no, but it's not a celebration. It's an acknowledgement.
Right.
It's just
I don't think this is one of the main things that doesn't translate down.
It's just heritage, mate. It's not part of the celebration. I mean, that would be very messy. If you run around like a shark...
I mean,
Bryn
talked about wobbling your head like you're in the current.
No. I've finished my celebration.
It's just a little... Like a salute.
It is. It's a salute that's gone horribly wrong.
Right.
Because you're saluting from the top of your head.
Yeah.
It's just a second. It's just like a hongy.
Right.
You don't linger too long.
No.
It's long enough.
Yeah.
We acknowledge. It's the same thing.
Right.
So there's just enough there. And then what happens is, because, you know, the story's not over.
I mean, James did tell me to keep this short, but we're blown that out of the water. No, I mean, this might actually be its own episode now.
You don't call it Roberto Braggio.
Yeah.
And then it's not Roberto Briefio.
No, it's not.
You're very right. Different show.
Yeah.
So then we're all running back.
Yeah.
Now, they're pretty angry, I'll be honest. I'm up at heart. They're not happy about this. They're wanting to take the kickoff. Now, technically, as soon as your team's past that halfway line...
So you've got it.
You're on. Well, why not? See, you went straight to the option of me sprinting back. Come on, mate. I've just got a goal here.
Right, yeah.
So what do? Little whisper in Cam's ear. Little moment. Just go down and tie your shoelaces up. Check your shinnies. Whatever you do not cross that line.
Yeah. So this is the Dreamers and their level of
some would say shithousery. Yeah. I mean,
game management.
Very much game management, mate.
Yes.
It's very, very much game management. So you do not cross that line, mate.
No.
Until I've gone back, until I've waved to the fans in the, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a couple, three Upper Hutt fans on the other side. They look quite joyful.
Not yet. I mean, it's not every day you see it.
No. And there's a Lower Hutt reserved. We're warming up behind.
Yeah.
Well, you can imagine how ecstatic they were.
Yeah.
So they were behind a fence. Now, in my mind, it was a bit like, you know, when you watch those Turkish league games?
Right, yeah.
And everyone's at the fence, very angry. I think there was a couple of flares went up.
Right.
Might be wrong.
Yeah.
But it was, so anyway, so Cam's good. He's waited until I've gone all the way back. And he's finally crossed that.
That's the level of sort of maturity.
Game management.
Yeah, that we don't have. I mean, we'd have definitely conceded another as Seb lolloped back to the goal. So,
done. I think Cam learned something that day.
Yeah.
One is listen to your elders because he heard that call.
And
two, absolute shithousery.
Yeah.
Any opportunity.
The Dreamers are known for it.
So anyway, they then kick off and then, because there's a little bit more to the story, only a little bit, they immediately go on this really menacing attack. And all I'm thinking is, shit, man, no one's going to give a shit about my goal
if they score.
If we can see.
Yeah.
Thank fuck they smashed it wide or something.
Right, okay.
And then I was able to take probably 8 minutes to fetch the ball.
Yeah.
Because again, you know, when you've been there, you know how to...
Yeah. You learnt that at the academy.
We could do a whole nother episode on my shithousery, mate. Literally, we could do a handbook on it. Yeah. Maybe...
The shithousery handbook.
Yeah. Well, maybe it can improve bloody, you know, some results across the club.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
yeah.
the youth of today, they don't know it. Maybe this is part... Maybe the shithousery needs to be a...
Need to bring it back.
Well, it's just... Because it's a bit like all those great stories. If you don't pass it on to the youth, it just dies out, doesn't
it? Yeah. I mean, that's why we have Martin Black from the Seagulls, who is a lot younger than he looks.
Right.
And he is really at the forefront of shithousery. Oh, and he's the new wave, I'd say, of that.
There's so much you can do. One of my faves, so I'm going to... This is one more. I can't even remember. We were playing the other week, and I think we're drawing or might have been winning. And we're at Shark Park. I'm defending the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And they've smashed this shot and it's gone wide, but it's gone in between the clubhouses, so it's gone onto the road. Now, most people would wait in the pitch. Young kid's gone to go and get it. I don't know how the rest let me do it. I've literally walked all the way down. So I'm standing now on the steps by the road and they're all going, there's another ball back. Anyway, so I think going back to that day, and then a lovely moment, final whistle goes.
Mm.
There's a young kid who's the goalkeeper from, he's obviously a Phoenix keeper for Lower Hutt, came on the pitch. Bro, that's pretty special, eh? We did a little fist.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And then I was just like, goalkeeper union.
You're still going.
Nick Goodall. He's not listening at this point.
No. I mean, he's probably switched off the minute we've gone. We're going to talk to Sean about his goal.
He's downloaded it. The show, because he does, he loves it.
He does.
He's read the description because he's a man about data and he's a statistics man. So he wants to know the size of the file, how long it is. He wants to compare it to other podcasts.
Yeah.
He wants to tell you where that rates in relation to others.
Right.
He wants to get himself on TV to talk about it.
Yeah.
But they often use his mate because his mate's a bit better.
Right.
Well, he's a bit more handsome. He's got hair.
Right, yeah.
And then he's going to see who's Roberto Braggio.
And he's going to go,
delete.
But he will know his name's mentioned, so will his ego mean that he has to listen?
Oh, see, this is... I think, Alan, this is a slight form of shithousery we've played on him here.
Yeah. And he deserves it, I think, Nick.
He does.
If anyone does.
He gets more mentions than he deserves, but he's a glorious man.
Yes.
I think I've given you some audio gold.
Yeah. I enjoyed that you managed to liken a goal in Division 3 of Wellington League to Star Wars, Cantona, and a few other things that I'll remember when I get around to it. But yeah, thank you very much. So here it is. It's Rooney or Fibs.
Oh, Rooney or Fibs. Rooney or Fibs.
Rooney or Fibs.
Oh, of course, we're under that, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, we thought we'd do that.
All right, so anyway, Ryan Fibs this week is going to be team names.
Oh!
From around the world. Just
are they true or are they false? Amazing.
Yeah, are they Fibs or Roonies? Mm. So this is going to be quite quick as well.
All
right. Right then, I've just got a huge list of each. Let's start with Deportivo Wanker.
True.
You're just very quick. Is it? Yeah, yeah. Your football manager knowledge is probably going to... Yeah,
I know a bit about this field.
Is that through Football Manager or just...
I think I've just seen that. I think I might have even seen the shirt that says Wanker on the front.
Well, that one is true. Yeah. They're from Peru.
Right.
Deportivo Wanker. Okay. On that theme, Wanky Colliery FC.
Wanky. Ryan Fibs.
No.
No, that one's true. Oh,
it's
wow.
True. And they're from Zimbabwe.
Oh, right.
To be honest, there's about 50 from Zimbabwe. They love it.
One all.
Okay. Seaman Padang.
I mean, if this wasn't just audio, your face made that funnier. So sorry, sorry, viewers. Yeah, you can't see that. But I
good face, like.
Yeah, that one is Ryan Fibs.
It's true.
Bloody
hell. Ah, they're from Indonesia.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Best before June 89 FC.
Right. I mean, it sounds like a five-a-side team, but I'm going Ryan Fibs.
That's a Fibs. All right. Compassionate Dentist Brigade.
Again, Fibs.
Correct. What's the score so far?
I think 3-all, isn't it?
I think it's 3-2.
3-2, all right, okay.
Cape Coast Mysterious Ebusua Dwarfs.
The face again. True, Nick.
It's true.
Yes.
That's a good one. Yeah. Cape Coast Mysterious Ebusua Dwarfs. Okay. Anti-Drugs Strikers FC.
That's a fib.
It's true.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's true. They're from Sierra Leone.
Well, bloody hell. Anti-Drugs. Big derby against the pro drug team.
Yeah. Facelifts Aplenty FC.
That's false. Oh, that is fibs. That's a fib.
Yeah, that's a fib.
Yeah.
FL Fart.
Fib.
True!
Oh, no.
No way. It stands for Footballer Get Fart.
No way.
Yeah, no way is that true.
Right.
Love Ham.
Fib.
True!
No way.
It's another Norwegian one. It looks like L-O-V, but it's pronounced love. So love it's ham. Love Ham.
Right.
Deportivo Moron.
Fib.
True! Oh, Argentina,
Al. Oh, bloody hell.
Capital Ring Piece.
Definitely fib.
Yeah, that was a fib. Okay, we'll do... I'll do two more.
All right.
FC Scheisse Gross, which in German is basically shit big.
Fib.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I'd get you with that one. We'll finish with FC Cuntum.
With an EM on the end.
A UM.
UM. Quantum. Let's quantum. Fib.
True.
Ah.
From Bissau.
Oh, Guinea-Bissau.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that was about a draw.
It's close enough to be a draw,
friendly
that
enough,
one, wasn't it?
Friendly draw, let's call it
that's
that.
That's quite good, that, wasn't it?
Well done, James.
That's me, Ryan Fibs, for you this week. A bit of a special there. I was going to split that into 2 weeks to be lazy, but
no. No, that's great.
Just went for it.
Yeah.
Wasn't even bothered.
Mostly, the most amusing part was your face, unfortunately.
Again. I'll just have to do a few pictures of some of my face on the...
Yeah. I mean, everyone's seen your face.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah. Good laugh.
All right. So now we go into like serious football chat, James.
Yes. Oh, closing my book here.
So, yeah, man. We've got some match reports from our friends.
Yeah.
And from our fellow team leaders.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about the current climate first, James?
A little bit, yeah. I kind of want to get that over and done with. So,
and level three means no football this weekend.
No, not at all. So there's a big suspicion that that's going to happen.
I mean, I've heard this, but I've not heard it anywhere official. So I'm gonna stay positive.
Yeah, because I mean, if Wellington is okay, then let it crack on. In that level two, be careful sense again. But
so that could, in theory, put an end to the whole season.
Yeah, God.
Because there's not much wriggle room.
Oh.
So where would you finish? Where are you currently on the table?
Fifth.
Yeah, we're sixth. So a great, very mediocre season for us.
If it ended right now.
I can't see ours getting much better, but
yeah.
Hey.
It's all a bit disappointing. We gave it our all, but as I said last night at training, my only gripe is I just think we're better than we've shown.
Yeah.
So I guess that's maybe my fault.
I don't know. Well.
Yes.
From the future to the past.
Yes.
Let's talk about last weekend's games. All right. So, first team, they won 2-1.
Sweet.
They are now 11 points clear of third place.
Okay.
And only 1 point clear at the top. So, it looks like the top two are sorted.
Yeah.
So, that would mean promotion to Cap Prem again. Stops. So, that's good news.
Whether it stops or not. Yep.
The first played with persistency, which isn't even a word, Bryn.
Persistency?
Persistency and tenacity.
That's a word.
Tenacity is persistency. I'm afraid you've added a Y there, Bryn, but never mind. It has been the foundation of their season so far. A plucky Capti side led at half-time through a penno.
A penno.
But as they have shown consistently this season, the boys went up through the gears to win 2-1. Goals to Mason and O'Hara. Man of the match.
It's always bloody Mason and O'Hara.
Yeah. But
if I was playing them, I'd mark Mason and O'Hara.
Yeah, but then you're leaving RCF. RCF's free then, isn't he?
Oh, I see. Alright, them three then.
Yeah. But Hicks and Rowan got man of the match.
Did he?
So there you go, because he put a sumptuous through ball to kick the scoring off. They play Stokes Valley on Saturday.
Oh, as he does say in brackets, I'm told. He's not just deciding it himself.
Yeah, no, he hasn't.
I wonder who told him that, but there you go.
Hopefully, someone serious.
See, we go for hours. I don't know if these managers just decide.
I mainly decide myself.
Fair dues.
The seconds won 5-2. That's a huge win for them, by the way.
Yeah.
So they are now
for relegation.
Yep. So that was a 6-pointer. They were only 3 points ahead of that team, and now they're 6 points ahead. So,
oh, okay. That's
so
massive.
They've really, really jumped away from the bottom there. So that's a good win.
A lot
for
of 6-pointers in when there's only 8 to 10 teams in the league.
Oh, yes.
So many. God.
Right.
Yep.
Division two
continues
with the Seagulls, who lost 4-1.
Oh.
Is
this a high team they've played, do you know?
It was a team who are in the top two.
Ah, oh, okay.
The Petone reserves. But they also, Petone are quite good at switching their players around in teams.
You get that even at that level?
Yeah, so they were 4-1
it's
down.
It's rubbish.
You get it even more at that level, to be fair.
Yeah, I know how it works. Like,
yeah, yeah, so they were 4-1 down at half-time, but drew 0-0 second half after they took off all of these other players.
Okay.
Which is a bit frustrating, but they lost. Ah. But they're still up in fourth, 3 points off second, so they can still do it. They've had a few injury issues,
yeah,
a few suspensions, those kind of things kicking in. So they're still battling away well.
Well, you know, ringers, pain in the bum, any league, but at least you've got technically unbiased refs.
Yes.
We'll get to that with my game, Al.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So the Dreamers in Cap 3.
Yeah.
They played on 7 p.m. on Friday night.
Oh.
Which is
Friday.
Right, all the way out in the hut.
Really?
Fraser Park at 7 p.m, which I think is rubbish.
Who arranged that? I would imagine they arranged that just to, because they know that they can't get everyone there.
Well, the Lower Hutt team are the kids.
Oh, them lot.
So they are used to playing Friday nights, apparently. Okay. So this was
bedtime, wouldn't it?
Seems like an unfair advantage. But anyway, the Dreamers lost 4-0.
Ah.
It was a much better performance this week, but didn't take any of our multiple chances in the first half. Then with four players limping off the injury and only two fit subs plus Paul Mulo, they scored a couple of late ones.
All right, okay.
So it wasn't as bad as 4-0 sounds, probably.
I know how that feels. Occasional individual errors and not taking your chances. Oh, it's huge.
And the man of the match versus Lower Hutt was a sober Jerry Van Leer.
Oh, really? Sober?
And I did spend the afternoon...
all types of drugs.
Well, I spent the afternoon with Jerry and I know he was not sober. Okay. So... wow. Well done for looking sober, Jerry.
He must have took a different drug that, you know, settles you down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's his constant state, isn't it? But yeah. There you go. So they're in fourth place.
That's why we love him.
They're probably not going to challenge the top two. They're quite a bit away. But a solid season
probably
from the
fine.
Yeah, probably happy enough with that.
Yeah.
Division four, that's us, the JJs.
Yep.
So we made the lovely trip over to Wainui for the afternoon.
I remember that pitch.
It was brisk.
My studs fell off, didn't they, that pitch? Remember, my boots.
We had a
the
few
whole bottom of my boots just fell off.
Right, well done.
Yeah. But anyway,
we've moved on from that. And
we had Ken right wing back, didn't we?
We did, or left wing back even. It was a strange old team, and we drew that day, and we lost this day 2-1. Unfortunately,
okay.
So we played Wainui on the first day of the season.
Yep,
they were not very good.
Yeah,
they lacked a centre forward. Their goalkeeper was rubbish. Fair. Miraculously, they had a very good centre forward and a very good goalkeeper today.
Well,
and their first team were playing. Their first team were playing straight after us.
Ah, okay. But surely the first team wouldn't they want to keep their energy for that game? They wouldn't risk it for a cat.
I think they're trying to keep Wainui in the league because they're quite near the bottom.
Really?
Yeah. So they do this. They do this a lot.
But
so they play.
The first team is so important, isn't it? Are they?
I don't know.
They act like.
Well, this is the Wainui reserves who we played, so it is their second team. So,
okay.
It's not like breaking any rules, it just happens.
Okay.
So their centre forward was a very good player, and the goalie was very solid. So there we
fair
go.
Fair dues.
But the main thing was, we battled hard. We missed Jack and Nims.
Yeah,
they made a big
players.
Difference. So we were a bit off form. Bass got injured in the first couple of minutes, which is really bad because he's our kingpin.
That's a lot of losses. Yeah.
So it was a bit wonky, but we were holding on solidly, and then. The referee on their team, which is notoriously bad in Wainui, he made some calls that even got me, mild-mannered me, angry.
Mild-mannered
and
me.
I did a tackle that was, I'm going to say, fantastic.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd expect
and
that.
The guy picked me, it was a slide tackle that I don't do very many of these days, and the ball went out for a throw-in, and the guy picked me up and shook my hand, it's a good tackle, and he gives a free kick.
Did he?
To them, and I went, what are you doing there? And he just grinned at me and winked. This ref.
Now he's neutral, right?
Yeah, he's there. He's theirs, ref.
Because you can't
he's there.
Him.
No, there was no ref, so it was their home guy. They ended up having four different refs, various levels of cheating. So, there was a few things where I just
we've
thought...
We've had a similar weekend.
So it just kind of ruined the game.
It, doesn't it? And so someone was saying, like, they're actually preferred Tony Sunderland because at least you get... refs.
And refs actually pay attention,
I know there's not enough refs to go around. It's a massive shame that they can't, because it just spoils it. We try to be fair. We'll get into all this later, but we try and be fair.
Well,
I mean, we actually get Dave mostly, but and that's
$50. I mean, that's our problem's been is our home games, we've had refs from Capital Football who are also been terrible.
Yeah.
And then our away games, there isn't a ref from Capital Football, so we get the other team's refs. So every single game's been a bit wonky. But we had a nice day out. It was a good run. Sam scored his first goal for us, which was nice.
Sam who?
Sam Shepherd. Lovely lad. But he got a little run in midfield thanks to all the injuries. He's usually a defender and popped up with a goal to pull it back to 2-1. And we got a bit excited. He nearly got a second as well, which would have been...
Oh, really?
Good on him.
So that's a lot of missing. And wing-back's one of the hardest to replace, isn't it?
Yeah, so we shuffled things around.
You can figure it out. But
it didn't quite work. But anyway, we're sixth. We're away from the bottom. We're away from the top. We are
away
mid table
in a manger. Yeah, that's fine.
So that is the
good
capital
season.
Yeah, that's what we wanted. We wanted mid table, and we've got it.
Yeah,
I
all
think.
Right.
So that's the capital leagues, James.
Sweet as.
Right.
Wellington leagues.
Wellington 2. There are some games that happen. Do you want to do yours first, or do you want to cover the Barons and the Unmanageables?
Oh, you cover them first.
All right. So the Unmanageables from Matthew Salt. After 10 games, we finally have our first win.
Good on us.
Huge win. Huge win for the Unmanageables versus C-Toon. They won 2-0.
Nice.
Went up against C-Toon and seen it as a must-win match.
Absolutely.
After having some great performances and no results this
week. They're relegation rivals, just to let you know that.
Yeah, they're only one behind there. That was a six-pointer as well.
Because Parapine are down, so it's between these two, because the rest... Well, we're just a one above these, but we're a lot of points ahead.
Right. Yeah, so it's going to be tight. Salty scored a free kick from his own half. Maybe a candidate.
What?
Maybe a candidate for Sean Gloten.
Well, we do want to get him back on with a decent mic,
And in the second half, they put away another, and it's 2-0. Could easily have been six, says Matthew Salt.
Okay.
Well done to the unmanageables. Battle against relegation continues.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
God, we dropped points against that bloody C2, and I tell you, we drew against them back in the day. Yeah. Silly. But there was bad weather. But anyway.
Anyway. The Barons drew 1-1 with North Wellington.
Yep.
It was first versus second at the time.
Yes.
But now, Karoria in the hot seat.
Again.
An absolute screamer from Dylan for the Barons. Well done, Dylan. I'm going to give him man of the match as well, because no one man of the match mentioned.
Yeah, North Wellington, I mean, we played them twice in 3 weeks. One time, clearly, with a lot of ringers. I mean, I knew Chin for a start, and there were certain other players that were particularly good. The second time we played them, they were more than beatable. Like, I was really peeved after that game. We should have won that game. In fact, I mean, I could briefly mention that now, because that was the 2 weeks ago game.
Ah, yeah.
That one, 2-0 down, as the Alts do.
Yes.
We love that. There were silly goals as well, if I remember rightly.
You do like to give away a silly goal.
Oh, the first one was a penalty. Dave gave a penalty for a challenge outside of the box that wasn't a foul.
So, I watched a Phoenix game with Dave.
Yeah.
Fairly recently.
Yeah.
After that game. And he sees completely the opposite. And that's what amazes me about football, is that he says, like, you know, I try and give them as much as I can, but he shoved him right out of the box.
Yeah,
and
he was far.
Yeah,
away
we
at
threw
that
him
point.
Out of the box.
He had a bad calf. He was so far away.
All right,
there's no way he could have been sure. And then I asked Beato, and Beato's no, but I didn't moan just because what's the point? Mm. But he was like, it was no way, you know. And I think they're honest.
All right,
it didn't look like it to me. It just looked like a total 50-50 on the shoulders. I mean, it wasn't in the box either. So that was fun.
Yes,
that was early on. It always gives us that heads down thing. They got another one. I think it was a bit silly, a bit of mad defending. We've got three good strong players at the back, but when they don't have a Johnny or a Stevie alongside them, just a little, you know, they need that nous and organisation, because they're a little bit.
You need a Brian Robson.
There were three at the back, but they weren't flat at all. They were all one was forward, one was back, it was a bit messy.
So what you're saying is you need to sign me up and just stand about 10 yards behind them.
Yeah.
And just sort of point.
Yeah.
It's my role.
Or I might go there. But then we got it back to 2-2 by half-time. Joe got a goal. I think Josh got the first and Joe got the second. I'm probably wrong on that. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Mm. And the feeling was that they weren't that good. They seemed to have that thing where they didn't feel like... didn't look like they were that bothered. You know, when a team's really quiet, you can't get much passion from them. So you're sort of like, well, I don't know. I just didn't feel like they were into it.
Not bothered?
It seemed like not bothered. I'm sure they were. In the second half, they picked up again, especially... Well, they took the lead again. Basically, half-time, we were certain we were going to go on to win it. I was so sure, like, now we'll crack on. It'll be 4-2 or something. But no, they got another one, and then they held out. We were just very surprised. We didn't score in that second half. They weren't that great. We just started rushing it. I said before the game, you know what? I want to out-pull this Pulis. Let's be direct as hell.
Right.
I regret doing that now.
Yep.
I want to go back to the weakest link.
Pass, bang. Not just straight pass, bang.
Yeah, I was like, I just went mad. I was like, yeah, let's go direct. It was a bad idea, because then we really did. It was just hoying it up, and hoping they're going to do something. So that was that game. Then last week, we lost 4-3. 1-0 down, as standard. We had a new formation. I don't want to go into what we did, but we had a new formation. Mm. It sort of worked well at times, and other times it didn't. Ultimately, anyway, they scored. We got an equaliser. I think Joe did a great lobbed goal from the right side of the area, sort of like a little dink, but well, a large dink, if that makes sense. Then they got another one. Then Alan equalised with a brave header. He had to come off after it. He really got clattered in the head by the goalkeeper. But that was 2-2 at half time. Well, minorly, came back on later, but it was enough for him to come off. At this point, Jamie's already come off injured, So we lost him, and we already didn't have Brad that game, so it left us with Joe as the proper striker, and then Riley doing a good job but as a second striker.
Yes.
2-2 half-time, another one I expected us to go on and win, especially when we got the next goal. We went 3-2 up.
Bloody hell.
Alan again. Two goals for him, and I'll just say no man of the match in case I forget. Great performance from him. We switched to formation at half-time.
Yes.
Again. I'm not going to say what to. I just don't think
we don't need any tactics. That's a good idea.
No, but it seemed to work, and we had a lot better balance, and we went 3-2 up, all looking good. And then they give a penalty. They said Kyohei handballed it. It must have been 2 centimetres from him. His hand is in his body, and poof, handball, he said. So they gave that. By the way, 5 minutes into this game, I think there's a ref blue for them, and someone moaned, and the guy said to them, well, you're going to see what it's like now. Referring to the first game of the season, we gave ourselves a penalty. I think Mark Johnson did it, but he believed, a lot of us believed. Some didn't, mm-hmm. but a lot of us believed it was a penalty. And then later on, they reckon the goal should have been disallowed, and it wasn't. Well, lo and behold, this game, they gave themselves a penalty, 3-3. And then we scored a great worked play involving myself. I was the left wing at one point, Al.
Right.
And I popped it through to Joe, who squared it across to Josh, scored a goal, completely fine. And the ref said, no, I've already blown. Which is a true thing, but he shouldn't have blown.
Right.
I can think he gave a foul away when we were still clearly playing on. I wasn't even, it didn't even mm-hmm. comprehend me that that we'd stop play. We just kept going, and we scored. He disallowed that, so that was fun. Last kick of the game, corner. The ref said, this is the last kick, lads. Corner came in, it went straight in. Which happens a lot this season, doesn't it? We score them, and we get them against us. Loads of these direct corners going in is a new thing, but it went straight in. And that was it. They just ran off celebrating, because that was it. Beep, beep, beep.
Did so it have a...
4-3. But, you know, what?
A sniff of Ray Wenge.
What's that?
Revenge.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, yeah, they admitted it 5 minutes in. This is, you're going to see what it's like. It's like, bloody hell.
That's not much.
They had a few refs. Some were all right, and some were like that. But yeah, we went, still won the clubhouse after.
Well,
it was a sort of early celebration for Ewan's birthday, so we're all in there wearing beards, and Rich Geddes had his fake tan on again to bring back memories of the Villarreal game. We give him the yellow JJ's shirt.
Right.
Yeah, and just had a few bevvies there, and just had a laugh singing, we're gonna finish fifth. We're gonna finish fifth.
You do screw like it. A sing song, innit?
Yeah.
This is this is Chris being from Stoke.
It's Chris.
Yeah.
And Johnny is the shusher.
Right.
Mainly. No, not Chris, no, no. Right, no, Chris, no, not now. Chris! And he'll keep going with that little smile on his face. Yeah. It's quite funny, actually. But it was a good little night, good little day.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourselves. Just disappointing,
but then we were like, you know what, we're out of it now.
So you can just relax and enjoy your football.
I mean, we're not fully out of it, but...
You can still get second if you
we'll
win
see.
This weekend.
We'll see, yeah.
All right.
Each game as it comes.
We'll move on to lower down the leagues. Wellington 4, the Tingers. They had a top-of-the-table clash versus North Wellington Rebels. But unfortunately, they lost that 2-1, so they're now second, the Tingers.
Bugger.
The Reds are still in third. This is a much more suitable match report from Shane.
Okay. Oh, than the last one.
Yeah. So the Reds...
That was insane. Yeah, go on.
The Reds suffered from being old and crusty, apparently.
Okay.
It was a good match against Tower, who had snatched victory in the first game of the season with a dodgy penalty. Home refs, eh?
Yeah, God, isn't that the theme of the day?
Reds went up twice in the first half with Ed following up on a keeper spill, from a great shot from James and someone else scoring. Someone else is playing well. Someone else slotted it earlier for the Reds as well. But in between, Tower pegged one back after a freakish forward bounced out of 3 tackles, then slotted the 4th rebound.
Yeah.
2-1 to the Reds at half time. Sadly ended 2-2 after we ran out of steam and players, with 5 players now on the physio's benches hoping to recover over the next 2 weeks.
I'm reading that along with you. You translated that very well.
Yeah,
because some of it I wouldn't have known. I guess that's what people feel like when they read my emails.
Yeah, sometimes.
I hear a lot of stuff like, your emails don't make sense, that they make perfect sense to me, but I've heard I write a bit weirdly, so I guess I know what it's like now. Cheers, Shane.
Shane did that in shorthand for me. Thank you very much, Shane. And then the last social team are the Vauxhalls, who won 8-0.
8-0?
Yes, another great win for the Vauxhalls. So the Vauxhalls are vying for the league title with a handful of games remaining, hopefully. Mm. The previous round, Karori caused a major jolt by coming back from 4-2 down against the league leaders Wainui to draw the game 4-all. This result meant we're 2 points behind Wainui and we have to play them in a few weeks. We'll effectively be a title decider.
Oh.
Huge game. With that in mind,
love them.
The Vauxhalls thought we would have a battle. Unfortunately for Karori, they were never in the contest and we lit them up for 8 goals. Dean scored 4, taking his tally to 16 for the season. Red Joe chimed in with a brace. Peter C with another goal. And Callum, the captain, opened his goal account for the season. Player of the match was Clive.
Clive!
Well done, Clive. Thank you for weighing.
He sounds old.
Report.
Is there any young Clives anymore?
Not that I know.
Little Clive! Little Clive!
There was a Clive in my class at school.
Was
and
there?
He was a nutcase.
Was he? So, hard?
Yeah. I wouldn't have fought
him. Good Clive, aren't you?
I wouldn't be fighting him anytime soon.
Bloody hell.
In the Masters, a missed week. A mixed week again. 3 wins, 2 losses. So, solid gold won. So, they're mid-table, but that's a good season after promotion, I'd say.
Yes, absolutely.
So they've done all right. They won 3-2.
Yeah.
Dreamers lost 6-3. They're in a relegation fight. It's not good.
All right, yeah.
The Originals, they won 2-0 versus Wainui, and they are joint second, so they're really in a battle for promotion.
Okay.
That's from Division 4. The Storm are not having a great season. They've lost 8 out of 8.
Okay.
Lost 4-2. And then the Internationals won 3-2 versus Wests and are up to 4th place.
Okay. It's interesting.
And then finally, the Women's Leagues. The Sharkettes lost 4-0 versus Vic Uni, which puts them solidly in mid-table. And the Orcas sadly lost 6-0 to Tarawa. So not a good weekend for Island Bay.
Oh, women. No.
Not
well, it seems like quite often we say that.
So you want to do another Geddes update?
Of course I do. Everyone wants to do another Geddes
update.
Yeah,
let's see what's he been up to this week.
I'm looking at having a little story every week from Geddes, you know, just a little baby story. So this is like continuing from his other one and his first solo effort that he sent to me. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Rich Geddes.
About 10 years ago, I and a few of my mates went on our yearly sessions to the Scottish island of Rothsay. Now, Rothsay is about, you have to get the train, takes about half an hour, and then it's about half an hour to 45 minutes on a ferry. And the whole way down, drinking on the train there, drinking on the ferry there, and it's basically a pub crawl over this tiny little island. We basically do all the way around until we get to the ferry and head back. I had been drinking all day and the ferry was about to leave, or what I thought the ferry was about to leave, the ferry was docked and I ran towards the ferry thinking, oh my god, it's leaving, and I ran up the gangway and I fell and landed face first and my teeth apparently fell out. And I don't remember this, but the next thing I was in an ambulance, and then the next thing I remember, I mean it was like flashbacks, I was in the hospital, and then next thing after that I was in the police station, and the police were saying if you don't shut up we're going to put you in the cells for the weekend, and it was the long weekend, so it would have been until the Tuesday, and then I had a bit of another flashback, and then apparently I missed the last ferry, so I was placed in a hostel for the night. And then my mates phoned me and they were saying, Richie, where are you? And I kept saying, I'm back home, and they're like, no you're not, we were on the last ferry and you went on it, and you disappeared. And I got home the next day feeling very sorry for myself. So there you go, that's the stories of an alt for you.
Wasn't that a great story, Al?
Thanks, I bloody enjoyed that James.
That was cracking. Oh, my Lord.
A yarn.
I love it. I really do.
Great.
I haven't heard it yet.
right. Fact Man, James.
Fact Man!
This one, because I've got very excited by the way that the Champions League and Europa League are finishing off this year.
Okay.
It's like a mini, what, straight knockout, no two legs.
Oh, is it really?
And it's all
neutral
in the
neutral grounds?
Yeah, it's all in. So the Champions League is in Lisbon, I believe, and okay. then the Europa League's in Germany somewhere. So, because I'm enjoying that, I've gone for Champions League Europa League facts.
Oh.
Right. So I think you'll be able to get, you should be able to get the most. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I might do it. I might do it for all of it. The top two goal scorers in Champions League history are not, shouldn't be a mystery to you, James.
Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah. How many goals do you think Ronaldo's got?
42.
In the Champions League?
I don't bloody know. Okay, well, how many Champions Leagues has he done? About, let's say, 10?
Something like that, yeah.
And he's probably got about 7 each time. I'm going to go 65.
130. Shit. Exactly double. Exactly double. Messi, 115, so a little bit lower.
Oh.
Third, fourth, fifth. All right,
okay, the next is Boxic. all right, forget Boxic. What's that guy called? I know his French one. The one up front for Real Madrid.
There is a French one, yes.
What's that one up front for Real Madrid?
So Karim Benzema.
Him.
He is fifth, he's got 65.
I'm good at this.
Lewandowski, 66.
Oh, fucking hell. I was going to not say him.
And then the third one, can you guess him? Played for a long
Suarez.
Time. Raul of 71.
Oh, Raul.
Raul also is fourth in the amount of appearances with 142.
Okay. Hey, well done, man.
Yeah. But the most ever.
I'm proud of him.
Iker Casillas.
Oh, really?
So a lot of Real Madrid going on in this.
I'm not surprised. They're in it a lot.
So that's the Champions League.
Goalkeeper's always in.
And then Europa League.
Yeah.
This is kind of one that always flies under the radar, I think.
What, that Borough got to the final in 2006?
They got to the final once.
Yeah.
Can you name the team that's won it the most?
Ah, it'd be some Doyles.
They're still in it this
that
year.
That Romanian one.
That's incorrect.
Spartak.
The Spanish, I'll give you a clue.
All right, okay. Villarreal.
No.
Sevilla.
Yes.
Yeah!
They've won it 5 times.
Have they?
Then 4 other teams have won it 3 times. 2 Italian, an English, and a Spanish. Can you name any?
Oh, God. Liverpool.
Yep, they've won it 3 times.
Okay, no. Inter Milan.
They've won it 3 times. Here you go.
How many did you say, Italian?
There's another Italian one and another Spanish one.
AC Milan.
No.
Juventus.
Yes.
Is there another Italian one?
No, Spanish, the last one.
Oh, that's got to be. Oh, Atletico.
Correct. That's the best you've ever done on a fact.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
Well done. So there you go, just a little mini European.
What was that word Bryn said?
Persistency.
Yeah.
Persistency.
Yeah.
Well, very, very persistent seed.
That's right.
You've done well.
I felt very persistency when you were asking me them questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So that was
what's next?
So, we've got to guess the headline.
Yeah.
I've got one, you've got one.
Go on then.
You want me to go first?
I've never got one of yours, have I? Hit me.
So, there's a new clubroom manager down at Island Bay.
Good stuff. I welcome him.
And he has some odd rules that have upset the local community.
Oh, I like him already.
And it's made it onto the front page, believe it or not.
Oh.
So.
Lock up your daughters.
He started by banning everybody with a bit of a runny nose from coming in.
Okay. Right?
So he did that because noisy inhalation really drives him mad, right?
Yeah. Pet peeve.
Yeah. Then Bass got pretty angry at this. You know how he likes to have an argument with people sometimes, Bass?
Yeah, yeah.
So he got angry, lost his rag with the guy, and he got banned for life from the club rooms, but also all of his family aren't allowed in.
Oh, God.
Right? And then to round it off, this guy bans every infant under 2 years old.
Oh, come on!
So he has banned everyone with a runny nose.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like the noisy inhalation.
Okay. Mm. Dribble. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Banned because of noise.
So what would the first bit be?
Oh, fucking hell. So banned people because of noisy noses.
He's just runny nose. Doesn't like somebody.
And who are we talking about here?
This is a club room. This is just a club room manager that's going to come in.
Clubroom manager.
He doesn't like anybody who
sniffs.
So, what would
no
that,
sniffs?
No sniffs, right?
Yeah, no sniffs.
And then Bass and his whole family are banned as well.
No sniffs or butts.
And then no one under 2 years
and
old.
There's another one.
So no sniffs.
No sniffs or butts.
No sniffs, no butts. What do you call infants under two?
Toddlers. Babies?
No sniffs, no butts.
No babies?
Yeah.
What's that phrase?
No sniffs, no butts, no ifs, no buts, no maybes.
Maybes?
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Oh, fucking hell. I forgot about the rhyming bit. Okay. No ifs or buts or maybes. No sniffs or butts or babies.
Yeah.
All right. My God, it's all right, but bloody Nora.
I got there in the end. That was better than my previous episode. Yeah, I got there in the end
as well. Yeah, it was fine. It's just bloody long. You should have warned me.
I mean, I only had one name.
I needed to make some notes. I know, but still, there was like so many different sections.
Right, okay, I need to keep it short. Right.
No, that's fine. It's not a criticism, but bloody hell. Let's just say I'm not hitting myself going, can't believe you never got that, Jimmy lad. All right, do you want me to give your mum?
I bet your mum got it.
Yeah, my mum probably got it. No sniffs. I tell you, oh God, no sniffs. Oh, but if it was just that, that would have been good. Oh, maybe he's never read that one. Okay. Mike Weir.
Mike Weir.
Is our returning alt.
He's been a JJ.
He was there last year. Yeah, he's plopped for you. He's got one of the match. And now he's back for the alts. Well, anyway, weirdly enough, he's going to start in a new little one-man play.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. And it's set in space, so it could be like, I don't know, the play version of the movie Gravity or something, but it's in space with astronauts and shit like that. So there he is, right? It's a one-man show, right?
Right.
He's got two main roles, okay? One of them is of the Earth itself. He just wears a great big globe and maybe his little head and his little hands are popping out.
Right, I see, yep.
And the other one is just to play all humans.
All humans.
All of the humans. He's just going to play each character in this one-man play. He's going to play all the characters.
Yeah.
And he's going to play...
The world.
The world itself. Well, the Earth itself. Yeah.
Right. So we...
His name is Michael Weir.
We are...
What's the headline?
We are the world. We are the people.
Correct. That's it.
We're the world. We're the world.
We're the people.
Well done.
Hey, that's the best I could come up with.
That'll work.
I'm getting a bit loose on them, but there it is. Well done. Well done, Michael. We tickets for that are available soon.
Mm, and commiserations for Bass for being banned and his whole family.
Yeah, really sorry about that.
Yeah.
And also on this note of one man shows, Chris Riley told me last night at training he's seriously planning on going to do an open mic night.
Amazing.
Stand-up comedy. And I'm like, please. So this is like putting it out there now, so we have to pressure him, and you know, he has to do it almost now. So Riley, get right in and we'll be there to watch your 2 or 3 minute routine, he says.
Right, okay.
I still think it's it doesn't sound long, but that'll be the longest 2 or 3 minutes of your life. Pretty good laugh.
Yes.
There you go. Go on, Riley, son.
Do you want to finish me off, James?
Well, I'd like to finish off with a few thanks, if that's okay. You know, mainly obviously the viewers, but I'd also like to thank my arms for being by my side. My legs for supporting me.
Yes.
And my fingers for, because I can always count on them.
Right. Well done. That's...
something.
That is a final thought.
It's a shit joke.
I mean, it's an old joke, I think. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, are you doing the stand-up thing as well, like with that kind of material?
Well, with that kind of material, I'm thinking it's possible. You know, that is pretty high grade stuff.
Yeah.
Than some of the stuff at Live at the Apollo, so you never know.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I've got, I don't know how to follow on from that. That's just too good, James.
It's brilliant, wasn't it?
We hope to see you all at the weekend and beyond, but we don't know. But
we'll find out soon.
We love you all, viewers.
Please.
You enjoy yourselves, and Forza JJs.
Up the bastard alts! Oh!